Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me is Thais St. Julian. We have a very interesting program for you today, a very subtle program. And the reason I'm saying that, because the program is called The Subtle Art, and it centers around a particular date in music history when certain types of music was composed and was rather unique. And I'm talking about, the very end of the 14th century and going into the 15th century, called the Ars Subtiliar, which produced the music and also fantastic manuscript pages of the music to be performed.
We're going to begin with selections from a CD entitled Ars Magis Subtiliter. The performers are Project Ars Nova, often fondly called Pan. The first piece we'll hear is Puisque je suis fumeux. This is, I think, the only text that I'm going to read in its entirety because it's so mysterious. Since I am smoky, full of smoke, smoke I must. For if I did not smoke, those who call me smokehead by reason of smoke, I would prove them wrong. And yet never would I smoke any smoke that might be against reason. If I smoke, it is just my choleric temperament that makes me smoke that way. I will smoke without hurting anyone. It's well smoked. There is no outrage done when one smokes without harming another. The composer flourished in 1380. The only name we have for him is Solage. Following that, by the famed anonymous, Pythagoras Jabulet, Orpheus. Pythagoras, Jubal, and Orpheus were the first fathers of melody.
Two selections there from the Ars Subtilior period, performed by the project Ars Nova, sometimes referred to as just Pan, P-A-N. That Ars Subtilior is a very interesting style of writing, and was primarily centered around between the years latter part of 14th century into the 15th century.
Ars Subtilior, which is translated as the more subtle art in Wikipedia, some others translate this as the subtle arts. It's a musical style that's characterized by rhythmic and notational, that means the absolute notes, complexity. And this grew up in the areas around Paris, Avignon in southern France, and also northern Spain, and all of this is happening, as Milton pointed out, at the end of the 14th century. It's worth quoting the scholar Hoppen. I don't know his first name. I know that there's a book by Hoppen that discusses music in the Middle Ages. He suggests that Not until the 20th century did music again reach the most subtle refinements and rhythmic complexities of the Mannerist style. This is also called the Mannerist style. The important bit about it is that it's not like any other period of music until you get to the 20th century. The rhythms and the melodies are very, very complex, and as a musician and a singer, I want you to know it takes a long time to learn these pieces because it is so daunting, and yet the results are more than gratifying. We continue now with the New London Consort under the direction of Philip Pickett. We hear first, Ursus, vous dormez trop, Madame Jolie. Wake up, you sleep too long, my pretty lady. It is day. Arise and hear the larks. Hear the nakers and bagpipes sound. Come join the dance. Following that, we hear Parmaint de Fouet. The air is filled with the nightingale's song. The cuckoo will never join in. The nightingale cries, I command you be slain, 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 killed, 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 fie upon you, the cuckoo who wishes to speak of love. And that's all. The text is actually not speaking about a bunch of birds, but speaking about this very early version of courtly love and someone who was not worthy to lend their song to that of the more trained and more important courtly groups. Then we hear Quand je vois le Duc. This is an instrumental piece by that famed composer Anonymous.
Je me dis, Thank you.
three selections from the New London Consort's recording of Musica de Ars Subtilia. The soprano voice there was that of Catherine Bott, and I must say she actually did a marvelous job on this music. One of the things this music always meant to me, seemingly, as Theis mentioned about this, the rhythm and the notational complexity of the music, it seemingly most of the music is in three parts, and it seems as though each part goes its merry way once it starts, and then amazingly they come together at the end of a phrase. But lining notes up vertically on the staff and knowing what goes with what is almost impossible. And you hope you end up at the end of the phrase at the proper time with the other instruments or voices.
You know, it's a very, very, let's add another very long time since we've done music of this period. And I think perhaps we should talk about doing it again, because we've got so much more experience doing a wide variety of early music, and we have some very fine musicians that are part of Musica da Camera now, and I think it's worth giving it a try, maybe starting with one piece.
It'll be a challenge for everybody.
Yes, it will, but it'll, like you always say, it's like hitting your head with a hammer. It feels so good when you stop. Well, it's probably worth the pain of learning it, because it is extraordinary music. We turn now to the ensemble Mala Punica, and this is the Ars Subtilis Italica, and I will quote the subtitle, Polyphonie Sudo-Française en Italie. So this is actually Italian music that is following the lead of this very French Ars Subtilia. The piece we're going to hear is Che Pena Maior by Bartolomeus de Bononia.
Thank you.
piece by an Italian composer of the Septilio period, Barthelemus Bononia, and I must say is a composer that I have never heard of before, and probably the first time I've ever heard this piece, but truly in the style of the period that we're talking about, the Septilio period. And again, I'll mention it's as though all of the musicians, usually three, start together and go their merry ways and seemingly don't line up along the way, but end together at the end of various phrases. Our program today is appropriately called The Subtle Art.
We turn back to Ensemble Pan, Project Ars Nova. First we hear Médée fut amère véritable. Médée was truly in love, leaving her father's land and worldly goods for her love. My lady has not done so well for me. Following that, we'll hear a piece called Belle Bonne Sage by the way, Médée fut une amère véritable, which I just announced, is an anonymous composer, so very popular then. And the next piece, which is performed instrumentally, is Belle Bonne Sage. The composer there is known, Baud Cordier, and this is an instrumental piece.
Oh,
Two pieces of the Ars Subtilia period are performed again by Ensemble Project Ars Nova, referred to as PAN. That last piece, the Ballet Bonassage, played instrumentally, is a three-part piece. And I did mention that one of the things about the music of this period, not only the complexity of the notes and the rhythms, but also the manuscripts, the way the notation was put down on the manuscript page. This particular one being a love song, but here played instrumentally, is actually with the staff in the shape of a heart and the notes all around the staff. So it's a rather unique way of notating the music. Some of the other pieces of this period have similar notations, but this one in particular is noted primarily for that heart shape.
We close with a piece by Nicolas Grenon, who lived from 1380 to 1456. The piece, Je ne requiers, I do not seek from my lady more than her grace, by which I am granted by my faith certain good fortune, but only through her grace.
Forse le nuove
the New London Consort under the direction of Philip Pickett, the piece Je ne requiert, the composer Nicolas Grenon. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Continuum. We'll look forward to having you with us again next week when we'll have more early music. Not sure what that will be yet, but I like to make Milton's choice next week. He's the one who selects the songs, so to speak, next week. Till then, stay well.